Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We are live with the latest breaking news on President Donald Trump and Melania coming down with COVID. Well, I mean, it's not exactly live, it's pre-recorded, but I'm live, you get the idea. And I actually got text messages from, can I say, fans, one of my 16 listeners today saying, are you going to do a bonus episode on the president having this COVID diagnosis? And what you need to do is always tune into Feet to the Fire, because we're always cutting edge. And also, you need to be a good listener, and you need to go on Instagram and like all the posts, follow us on Twitter, check us out on Facebook, and you need to spread the word. Tell people. Go to the webpage, feettothefire.org, and listen there, or download the app from the App Store, or go into the Droid App Store. You can get it there. The Droid Podcast app, the Apple Podcast app, we're everywhere. So spread the word and be a good listener, because we gotta blow up our audience. And did you hear the great news? I'm going to get to Trump and COVID. Yeah, but the great news was our Instagram podcast post was shared by a faithful listener with Ali B. Stuckey, Christian conservative podcast host and blogger. And Ali Stuckey, we are delighted to announce, liked yesterday's or the day before, liked our podcast episode. So that is great news. We are moving up in the world. All right, Donald Trump with COVID-19. New York Times, everybody in the left is delighted, by the way, to report this, that Donald Trump and Melania have COVID. So let's see. This is a perfect example of unadulterated media bias. Let's look at what the New York Times has to say about this. Trump tests positive for the coronavirus. I'm going to read some stuff, some quotes, and then I'm going to give you commentary as we go. The president's results came after he spent months playing down the severity of the outbreak that has killed more than 207,000 in the United States, and hours after insisting that, quote, the end of the pandemic is in sight. So this whole thing is being framed this way. They love to list the number of people that died and giving no context compared to other seasons of illnesses like the flu and things like that. Just this number to freak people out. And then they love to point out that, oh, he's such a hypocrite because he kept saying the end of the pandemic is in sight. And the end of the pandemic is in sight. Just because Trump got it doesn't mean we're going back into a relapse of COVID. He's just one person. And also, this whole thing blows up their whole narrative that Trump doesn't care about the country and just wants these, doesn't care that people die and the number keeps creeping up because he's doing nothing. If Trump was that way, then he would not care that everybody else got it, but he would take all the precautions for himself not to get it. But he did get it. So it's obviously not a lack of compassion or concern. He knows it's serious. Now he's got it. They paint this picture of him as this great big ogre hypocrite, and it's not true at all. President Trump's positive test results, it says, posed immediate challenges for the future of his campaign with barely a month until election day. What is that? What? Why is it challenges for the future of his campaign? Because campaign's going to end? It says, this announcement is throwing the nation's leadership into uncertainty and escalating the crisis posed by a pandemic that has already killed. They keep doing these numbers, over 200,000. Why is the nation's leadership thrown into uncertainty? Not at all. Mr. Trump, who for months has played down the seriousness, there they go, played down the seriousness of the virus and hours earlier on Thursday, said it was ending. He's going to now quarantine, withdrawn from his campaign. They love this. Let's see, what else? Even if he remains asymptomatic, he loses much of his remaining time in the campaign trail. And look at this. If he becomes sick, it could raise questions about whether he should remain on the ballot at all. What are they talking about? They're making the argument he should not run for president because he got COVID. This is insanity. This is the left media. This is biased media 101 coming from the New York Times. By the way, if Biden's winning and Trump isn't an electoral threat, why do they want him so quickly to get off the ballot? I mean, if he's the train wreck that they say he is, keep him on the ballot so he's guaranteed to lose. Canceled rallies. AIDS are still in a state of shock. And they just keep running the same thing about how he was so skeptical. He said it was going to disappear. We were rounding the corner. They say he scorned the advice of scientists. None of that's true, by the way. He did say we're rounding the corner. We are, because he's helping to lead the country in a positive direction out of this. No, you know, they accuse him. He's refused to wear a mask, questioning their effectiveness. And they mentioned on Tuesday, which was one of the best moments in the debate, Trump goes, "I don't wear masks like him." And he pointed at Biden. Every time you see him, he's got a mask. That's what Trump said in the debate. But they're saying Trump is dripping with derision, and they're mocking him. And, he had the Republican convention. He had a big nomination acceptance speech on the White House lawn, and nobody had masks. And this is just the result of his carelessness. I can't take it. I'm done with the article. Here's the breakdown. The reality is that not only is this media's bias, but it's showing the feminization of the culture. Listen, we are living through the weakening of our culture. We are being emasculated. You can call it the chickification of the culture. I know that's not politically correct. I stole that from a famous conservative voice on the radio. We are being taught to live in wussy, sissy fear. And that's what so much of this COVID thing is. You heard the New York Times article that I read from this morning. And if you didn't, you got to listen to this morning's episode on COVIDicate, which is their fancy way of saying proper etiquette for dealing with COVID. And, you know, you have to be careful, and this distancing and the masks even outside, and can't shake hands. You have to bow at each other in the West, like we're China. We get their disease. Now we have to bow like them. It's ridiculous. But this is a culture that is, it's not the robust masculine culture we know, rugged self, individualism, the self-made American man, you know, Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. That's why they hate Trump so much, because he epitomizes the alpha male personality. He gets COVID and you know what? He doesn't care. And however he got it, wherever he got it, doesn't matter, because he still wasn't wearing masks and he's still not going to wear masks because he doesn't buy into this weak, scared, vulnerable, sensitive, needy, wussy culture. I'm trying to find the right words. They're not always the most mature words, but that's it. He has an alpha male personality, and he's going to show us how freedom and liberty and living free is more desirable, even when you're threatened with a disease. The point is, freedom and liberty is valued over security and the promise of the security that no harm will come to us. That's not the reality in the world, and that's not what built the American Republic, but it was rather risk and taking those risks for the sake of maintaining freedom and liberty. We don't want to live under the oppressive burden of health regulations when this COVID has now become a media phantom. It's going away. It's not the threat that it was. And yet in the New York Times article that I read this morning, people are begging for federal mask mandates, begging for federal control. And Trump is out there saying, yeah, I got COVID, I'm going to get better, and I'll be back on the campaign trail. And that's the kind of masculinity we need to inject back into the culture. He's not going anywhere, New York Times. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Our candidate, COVID or not, is stronger than ever. And you know what? It's almost a good thing that he got COVID so he can show the world how to be a man and deal with it, even in a situation like this, and press on. We are looking forward to a November win. And liberals beware, because our candidate is staying right where he is, the path to victory.